Parents in Georgia are stocking up on back-to-school supplies, but as WABE's Ada Montgomery reports, this year, there's no back-to-school tax break.
At a Target near Midtown, shoppers had carts full of supplies and were planning to come back later for more.
I just assumed it was happening again.
Yeah, it's going to affect me a lot. They need to have it every weekend, to be honest with you.
I have not bought school supplies yet, but I would love to have a tax-free weekend.
Alan Lynch is an economics professor at Mercer University. He says Georgia shoppers aren't really missing out. That's because most retailers raise prices whenever a state offers a sales tax weekend.
It's almost like a political gimmick. It's very appealing to consumers to hear that they're going to get this tax break.
Georgia's lost about $73 million in revenue during last year's tax holiday. Lynch says the losers this year are retailers who would have used it to attract back-to-school customers. Ada Montgomery, WABE News.